Malik Washington did not play in Saturday's 26-3 loss to the Giants, and the company he kept on the inactive side is the week's real news. Alain Poupard's snap count review at Dolphins on SI lists him out alongside Malik Willis, Quinn Ewers, Devon Achane, Zach Sealer, and Jordan Brooks, the players Miami was protecting, not evaluating. 2 weeks ago, Washington was catching three of Willis's four completions on the starters' only drive of the opener. Now he is being rested with the starters, while the rest of the receiver room played half the game apiece for their roster lives. Teams do not handle bubble receivers that way in late August. The contrast ran through the whole room. Jalen Tolbert and Tutu Atwell each played roughly half the offensive snaps, with Poupart reading both of their roster situations as uncertain. Atwell dropped two catchable passes, per Brian Miller at Fin Fanatic, while rookie Kevin Coleman Jr. had the night everyone noticed. Multiple catches, including a 30-yarder, with Mike Oliva at Dolphins Talk projecting him onto the 53. None of that traffic is at Washington's altitude. The one receiver room addition of the week arrived on a different timeline entirely. Third-round rookie Chris Bell came off the non-football injury list and took three no-contact team reps Tuesday per Poupart, months from settled. The June read, for those new to it, every wideout who out-targeted Washington in Miami last season is gone, leaving the biggest target vacancy in football, and the watch item was who Willis throws to when it counts. The opener answered with Washington. This week, the question was simply not asked, since Willis himself sat and the joint practice charting logged its completions mostly to backs and tight ends. What to watch next? Whether Washington and Willis get a drive together in Friday's finale against Atlanta, and whether the room beneath him gets trimmed toward clarity when rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.